you know I'm hyped on this segment is because I'm joined right now by the U.S. men's national team head coach. He was named head coach in December 2018. First U.S. men's national team head coach to have played for the U.S. in a World Cup. 3-0-1 on the season. Very good friend of the program. He is Greg Berhalter. Greg, it is so good to have you back. How are you doing? How is the family? How is life for you right about now, Greg?
Everyone's great, Jim. Thanks for having me on again. It's always a pleasure to talk, but family's doing great. My son just won a championship, MLS Cup. All things are good.
Dude, how did that feel? How proud were you of that? What was that like for you?
That was amazing. We were in the stadium and just watched, you know, so proud for the club. It's my former club, but then also for my son, his first year, rookie year, to win a championship is a great feeling.
I'm not even going to ask you where the time goes, but where does the time go? Greg Berhalter joining us. You know, one of the things I've always appreciated about our conversations is your approach and your process. Greg, so you and I spoke back in March. If we were to go back to the start of the year, what were your plans going in? And then how did you go about adjusting your process and your entire schedule when the year was turned completely upside down?
Yeah, it's been absolutely crazy. You know, we were planning to have Nations League finals, which is a premier event in our region. We're planning for World Cup qualifying, and we would have been six games through World Cup qualifying, six of 10 games. So we would have been already, you know, 60% through that. And we haven't even started yet. And, you know, we had to adjust and we had to be creative. We had to work with the guys as much as we can, even though we only played four games. So it was challenging. I think the first thing was communicate. You know, we wanted to continue to communicate with the players, letting them know that we're there to support them and as they're working back with their clubs. And then maximizing the time together. You know, we did have four games together. We were able to look at over 50 different players and I think really make an impact on the player pool in that short amount of time.
We are talking to Greg Berhalter. He is the U.S. men's national team head coach. Now, you went from February until November without a match, and then you faced Wales with the fourth youngest starting 11 in U.S. history, and that match ended in a scoreless draw, but the energy was tremendous, and there were some really eye-catching moments, I thought. What did that say about the players that after such a strange year, they could show up and play like that?
You know, I think the first thing is, you know, we weren't together a lot during this year, but our players still made progress, and they made progress on an individual level with their clubs. When you think about guys like Gio Reyna, who, you know, broke into his first team at 17 years old, played Champions League games, played Bundesliga games, you know, he made a ton of progress. You look at Christian Pulisic and Weston McKennie and Tyler Adams, Sergiño Dest, you know, we probably had a dozen players that made a ton of progress individually in their careers. And then getting them back together and starting to form our team was important. And the Wales game was a good step in that to show that we can be aggressive. We have young, talented, athletic players, and we need to take advantage of that on the field.
Greg Berhalter is joining us. And then you followed up that Wales match with a 6-2 win over Panama. I mean, I'm sure, Greg, you would tell me that was not a perfect match and there are opportunities to learn from it. But if fans were feeling optimistic after Wales, it really went up a notch after Panama. What were you able to take away from that game?
Well, I think, you know, we adjusted some against Wales. We weren't happy that we didn't score. We wanted to focus more on penetrating their back line, running behind their back line, and we did that against Panama. You know, it's a regional opponent, so it's always good to get a big win against them. You know, our forwards combined in the game scored four of the six goals, so we always want our attacking players to be dangerous. And then, you know, we followed it up this month with El Salvador, a game against them, and we won 6-0, where all five of our attacking positions scored in the game. So it's just, it's good to have your offense clicking, you know, against these opponents.
We're talking to Greg Berhalter. That 6-0 win over El Salvador was really impressive, especially since you had an MLS-focused roster. So, like, when you look at the schedule for next year and all the matches that you're going to have to play, how important was it to have that match last week and spend that time with domestic players?
It was huge because, next year we're going to have to balance out the roster. We can't use the same players all year. We have Nations League finals, we have friendlies, we have the Gold Cup, and then we have World Cup qualifying. So we know we're going to have to mix up the roster at certain stages, and it's good to identify those players and start working with them and get them comfortable the way we want to play.
Hey, Greg, how about this? I mean, like, you've got 10 U.S. soccer players on Champions League rosters right about now, which is the most ever. More specifically, when Juventus played Barcelona, The two Americans were playing on the biggest stage for the biggest clubs. Like, how special was that moment? And not just for you as the national team coach, but for every American who dreams of playing on the biggest stage. And now they see that that is, in fact, possible.
It was amazing. You know, we were watching the game with the team in the meal room. We had it on. And I'm looking across the room and looking at the faces of the players. And what I really felt was there's this belief, the belief that they can get there also. And we haven't always had that. So to see two guys playing against each other, one guy scoring an amazing goal, it's a really big step for American soccer.
Yeah, like how big of a step? It's not in your personality to get, you know, too carried away with this, but I'm going to pose the question like this. You've got four Americans who scored in Champions League matches. And again, I don't want to get too carried away either, but are we talking potentially about maybe a golden generation, or is it too early for something like that?
No, I think I think we can say that. I really do. You know, we've never had this much talent before, and when I look at the roster, it's young talent. You know, so we have players under the age of 23 that, you know, that are really, really good. And if you project out and you think about, you know, first qualifying for 2022, which would be a big step, and then performing well at 2022, but then really thinking about this age is going to be primed in 2026. And how do we take advantage of that with hosting the World Cup in our own country? It could be a great moment for U.S. soccer.
You know, we're talking about 21 players making their debuts in the four national team matches this year. 19 of these players were under the age of 23. So how do you go about supporting these young players as they grow and mature in the game? What's the process for that?
You know, we have an amazing staff, whether that's medical, sports science, or the technical staff. So we support them with workouts, with getting all the information that they do with the clubs and working together with the clubs to make sure they're developing in all areas. We, as a coaching staff, we're watching their games at all times. We provide clips for them of things they can improve on. And it's just really understanding that they're still in development periods of their career where they need all this support.
We're talking soccer. Greg Berhalter is the U.S. men's national soccer team head coach. A couple of more moments with him. So you start things off next year, and you've got a friendly date in January. By the time summer rolls around, it's going to get busy with the Nations League, the Gold Cup, and then you've got a really packed schedule in the fall. And it's an Olympic year, so a lot going on. What are your early thoughts for 2021 then?
So I think by the end of 2021, we're going to know exactly where we stand. And I expect this group to be able to compete for trophies in the Nations League and Gold Cup, hopefully, you know, win those events or at least, you know, show really well in those events. And then in World Cup qualifying, really start to chip away at qualifying. You know, we'll have eight games in the fall of 21, and that can make a big dent towards qualifying already, good results in those games. So it's going to be a big year for the group, and certainly excited for what's ahead.
So finally, let me get you to take one step back, Greg. As the listeners know, or many of them know, you and I are friends and have been for a number of years, but it's been just over 2 years since you were named head coach and then came on the show for the first time. What have the last 2 years been like for you?
It's been fun. It's been a process of learning what, you know, an international coach, what the job is, really. You don't really know how much time you have and trying to maximize that time when you're outside of camp. And then I think the best part of it, Jim, has been the progression that the team has made, really seeing improvements in the team and just being, you know, sticking to the process, not getting carried away and just chipping away day after day to see these improvements.
It just seems to me like they're, correct me if I'm wrong, but I see moments, not only improvement, but it seems like, Greg, you can see it's tangible, like the confidence, the excitement, even the flair. It's not necessarily something that U.S. soccer has been known for in the past, right? Do you think that's a fair statement?
I think we have players that are eager and they're hungry and they want to show that they're good and they're confident, and that's always a good thing. So, yeah, I could definitely see some of that.
Greg Berhalter is the U.S. men's national team head coach. They are 3-0-1 on the season and looking very, very good. Greg, I really appreciate it. Great to hear your voice and great to hear that the family's doing so well. All our best from mine to yours, and thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks, Jim. Say hi to everyone. Great talking to you.
You too, Greg. Thank you very much. Much respect. You know, and again, if you're kind of late to this party, like, wait, what? Rome, you're talking soccer? Yes. You're talking soccer intelligently? Yes. You're talking it respectfully? Yes. Hey, man, this is not 1994.